This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ba'd. In Juz 20, in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the story of Musa alayhi salam's birth and the whole sequence of it, and how he saved him from Fir'aun and made his mortal enemy, Fir'aun, his protector. This is the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves without changing the conditions. So that it cannot be said that this happened because of anything external. It happened because only for the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah shows his power so that we can glorify him and submit to him. The story continues with Musa alayhi salam's maturity, the fight between two men which he witnessed, and his killing one of them by mistake, and all that followed, resulting in his self-imposed exile to the land of Madian, his marriage, and his serving Shuaib alayhi salam for 10 years, and then returned to Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Musa alayhi salam's encounter and receipt of Nubuwat and the task of preaching Islam to Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam asks for Harun alayhi salam as his assistant. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said that two people did the greatest favor to their people, Musa alayhi salam and our mother Juwayriya radiallahu anha, who asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa to free her tribe and return their goods after they had been captured when he married her. The story continues with the destruction of Fir'aun's kingdom and the revelation of the Torah to Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. In Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot guide whomever you like, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides who He wills, and He knows best those who are guided. This is an ayah which is sent to comfort Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he would become very pained and agitated that people were not listening to him, especially people close to him like Abu Talib, for example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us the story of Qarun, who seems to be the modern role model, the so-called self-made billionaire, and tells us what happened to him. Arrogance always has the same ending. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah said, do people think that they will be left alone just because they say we believe and will not be tested? And we indeed tested those who were before them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly make it known the truth of those who are true, and will make it known the falsehood of those who are liars. And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of testing to find out. The tests are for us, for our truth to be established. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitabi wa aqimi s-salah inna s-salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar wala dhikrullahi akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Allah said, recite, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has been revealed to you of the Quran, of the book, and establish as-salah. Verily, as-salah prevents from al-fahsha, which is all kinds of shameless things, and al-munkar, which is all kinds of rebelliousness, and the remembering, the dhikr that Allah does of you by in front of whoever is around him with the malaika, is greater indeed than your remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows what you do. I remind myself and you that the salah is a tool to change our lives. And this is what we must therefore focus on it and use it, so that our lives become free from all fawjat and munkarat. All ibadat are a tool to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why we must keep asking ourselves this question to say, am I benefiting from the ibadah? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.